If you walk just 2.5 blocks down from Adobe Books on Valencia, you'd find yourself at one of the street's newest additions, a patisserie, which is French for pastry shop. The San Francisco Chronicle reported last October that at least 16 new eateries opened on Valencia Street in the span of a year and a half. With so much competition and skyrocketing rents, it's a sink-or-swim atmosphere for business owners. So KALW's RTM's Kunahoffs went to the patisserie to find out what made the owner decide to set up shop in such a competitive market.
We have quite a few savory pastries, actually. The Gougère is probably the staff's favorite.
Pumpkin muffins, Gougère, hazelnut financière. These are a few tasty pastries I'm offered when I walk into Craftsman and Wolves on Valencia Street.
It's a patisserie for San Francisco. Like, the traditions are based, a lot of it in French pastries, but then there's also definitely an American part of it as well.
Kate Meadow-Killoran is the general manager of Craftsman and Wolves. She and Chef William Warner are two of the five founders of this business, which opened in June 2012.
We have known each other and always kind of traveled around each other.
Killoran spent most of her career in the restaurants of the Ritz-Carlton hotel chain. She moved to San Francisco to manage a bakery called Telltale, along with William Warner. But due to disagreements with the owners and investors, that business closed down.
This was the first time we really had to work together, and it just worked well. And so we decided, let's continue. Stay together. little brother never wanted.
The name of the patisserie came out of a struggle they experienced with the previous business.
My partner, William Warner, he just had this moment of that frustration of being the craftsman. You know, that's all you have, your hands and what's in your head. And you create these things and you're really just working with your hands and trying to do something perfect. And then there's these wolves who come and try to take it away from you. But then also you needed wolves, because if there's no demand for it, then what are you doing all of this for anyways?
The patisserie's location on Valencia between 18th and 19th is among the best in the city. The high restaurant density and vibrant atmosphere make it one of the most competitive parts of the Mission District. Some, like the Valencia Corridor Merchants Association, believe that there are already too many restaurants on Valencia, and it is pushing to impose a one-year moratorium on new establishments. Craftsman and Wolves is not the only French bakery in the area. It is just two blocks away from another one, named 13.
I know people talk about competition. I don't see it as competition. I think it creates a beautiful destination. I don't see Tartine as competition. I think of them almost like a parent figure. They showed us what we can do, and then we decided to do something in a different way. I think we benefit them, they benefit us. I think that's really beautiful.
But she admits that it's not easy to make it work, especially in the beginning.
As well as you plan, there's always more. So it's, I would recommend that get a million and then try to budget only for 650, and then you'll see how you go. And then, you know, another part of it is you should have cash resources for at least for the first 3 months. You know, don't think that you'll be able to pay for anything. Because people don't know who you are. As much as you think people know who you are, they don't know who you are.
So Killoran and her partners put a lot of thought into the redesign of this space, which used to be a car garage.
Yeah, for Jaguar. Yeah. So it was fancy before we got here.
Yes, fancy. A word many longtime Mission residents seem to dislike, as it translates into higher prices and higher rent. According to a recent interview in the San Francisco Chronicle with local business owners, the average commercial rent is now comparable to those in the Marina and Kauholo neighborhoods.
The rent is expensive, and it's one of the reasons why we chose a smaller footprint on Valencia. And we have our commissary kitchen over in Bayview. Because we knew that we wouldn't be able to afford the total space that we needed in this corridor. But we knew for the survival of our business and the foot traffic that's available in this neighborhood that we should be here.
I asked Killoran about how she may be contributing to gentrification in the neighborhood. She said businesses like hers shouldn't get the blame.
I am a small business, so I don't think that I'm doing anything wrong. I hire a very diverse crew. They're very young. I'm giving job opportunities to young people who are just coming out of college, trying to figure out who they are, what they're doing. I'm creating a safe environment for them to work in.
Her partner, William Warner, actually lives here in the Mission, which was another reason to open up on Valencia.
I wanted to be able to call people by name for them to know who I am, to really have a sense of community. And that's how we want to establish. We just didn't want to come in and take over. We wanted to be part of the community. I think we've done that.
But still, not everyone can afford to have a slice of cake for $7.
Some of our things are pricey and some of our things are not. And it's our commitment to have things of quality. It means that we're going to buy things that are quality. And in San Francisco, things are pricey. So I'm right along there with you.
So who are the target customers for places like Craftsman and Wolves? Perhaps some of them are the people who are moving into the new apartment buildings on the same block.
A lot of bartenders from around your neighborhood are coming in and grabbing a cookie and a cup of coffee before they go into work. We get the moms that come in with their new babies in the late afternoon or early or late morning, which is really nice to see. And what we notice is really it's the businesses around us who come and support us on a daily basis, and then we really get to see all the neighbors and the families on the weekends.
Out the door, and once you go out the door, turn to the right.
Despite the long working hours and other pressures that come along with owning a business, Kiloran says the struggle is worth it.
I used to wear suits and 3-inch heels and stockings every day, and now I get to wear jeans and t-shirts and clogs. My back doesn't hurt anymore, so that's fantastic.
Craftsman and Wolves has gotten high praise from critics in local food magazines and blogs, but it's yet to be proven whether in the long term it will attract stable customers. In the meantime, it doesn't hurt for Kiloran to keep up her good attitude. In the Mission, I'm Artem Skonohos for Cross Currents.